like I said, you're listening to the radio. What are you listening to? Temptations, Mary Wells, Marvelettes. You're listening to them every day. So if you're a promoter and you can get all of those people together, you start saying, well, how much is it going to cost me? And that during that, they wasn't really charging a lot of money then, because reviews, everybody rode the bus. Everybody was on the same bus. Sometimes you didn't even stay in a hotel, just travel. And if you did, they had certain hotels you stayed at, like I said, the Majestic, what is $2 a night, $3 a night, or something like that. Yeah, really. The Teresa Hotel up in New York. So the traveling expenses weren't that bad because, number one, you couldn't stay in any of the white hotels. You couldn't stay in those places where they would charge you that kind of money. So you only stay in certain places you could stay. So they could afford to bring in, even Gleason sometime would have maybe somebody like Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell and maybe Mary Wells, you know, not the whole nine yards, but maybe two or three different acts. They could afford it then because the expense, the overhead, like I said, wasn't that much, because that's before they started bringing the whole show, like Motown started bringing the whole review. They had a big band, an orchestra. So I think that time was Popcorn and the Mohawks, and then they had the Funk Brothers. And then that's when the money started going up and up and up and up and up and up. It changed.